California's budget is now 17 days late. Getting a budget approved by the legislature on time before the start of the fiscal year was one of the promises Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger made when he ran for office last year. Now, Schwarzenegger has made good on many of his campaign pledges, but he seems to be having just as much trouble making a budget deal as previous governors. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us from our studios in Los Angeles. Hi, Ina. Tell us what it is that's holding things up.
They can't agree on how to fund local governments, cities and counties, what in Sacramento they refer to as the locals. But in any case, I should say, you know, it's always hard to get a budget in California. It's one of only three states that requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature to pass a budget, so you can't just have the majority party ram something through. Mm-hmm. Another obstacle, some would say, this year is that Schwarzenegger has to close a $14 billion budget shortfall, and he's pledged to do it without raising taxes, mm-hmm. because that was another one of his campaign pledges.
Right. But getting back now to the locals, funding local government, what is the problem or problems?
Well, since the governor had to close a whopping budget shortfall without raising taxes, he had to find money somewhere. So he's been making these deals with local governments, with the education establishment, other powerful groups, that they'll take less money now in exchange for some form of payback in the future. In the case of local government, the governor promised if they gave up $1.3 billion a year to the state for the next 2 years, he'd support a constitutional amendment to keep the state from taking their money ever again. Only the Democrats, who hold the majority in the legislature, think that's a bad deal for the state. Uh-huh. They want more flexibility in case there's a fiscal emergency. So they haven't been able to reach a compromise.
And that's the only thing that's holding up the budget?
Well, it seemed to be the only thing, but now Republicans in the legislature are denying that there's an agreement on a lot of issues, like funding universities and social welfare programs that the Democrats believe the governor signed off on. And Republicans are also now insisting that a couple of laws they don't like have to be repealed as part of the budget deal. Susan, this process has been like when you pull on one little loose thread and the whole sleeve falls off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this is Governor Schwarzenegger's first budget. He has been in office less than a year. Tell us what his style is like at a crunch time like this. This is real life, not the movies.
It is real life, not the movies, and his style really seems to be evolving. Before the legislature and the governor blew the deadline, he was praised for keeping things very collegial, very civil, very bipartisan. But he's also increasingly being criticized for sending mixed signals. You know, when he's in the Capitol, he'll praise legislators, especially the Democratic leadership. And then when he doesn't get what he wants, he makes these campaign-type appearances around the state, and he blames the impasse on the legislature, telling people to put pressure on their representatives. He's doing that at a couple of shopping malls this weekend. And the rhetoric really changes at these things. Over the 4th of July weekend, he told diners at a Mexican restaurant that he was still the kindergarten cop, if you remember that movie, because the legislators were like 120 children who needed a timeout.
There goes collegiality, huh?
Oh, it got worse this past Thursday. He called this sudden news conference at the end of the day, and while he was still talking about bipartisan solutions, he said he was on the same page with all the demands of Republican lawmakers. He also said, "Anyone who pushes me around, I will push back, including the Democrats."
Whoa.
You know, one of his promises was that he'd end politics as usual in state government. But right now, things aren't much different than they were last year under former Governor Gray Davis. The budget's late, and we've got partisan warfare in Sacramento.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.
You're welcome, Susan.